There was a dusty smell in the air, and a few heavy spots of rain plopped onto the sheets of paper. A rumble of thunder echoed around the spinney, as if the storm was considering the possibilities. In the sky, a flock of starlings that had been flying west changed their minds all at the same time and veered off to the southeast. Lightning flickered above the larches, and another rumble of thunder stopped being side drums and became cymbals.
"Ooh," said Piglet. "Why is it doing that? And I wish it wouldn't."
Owl adjusted his pince-nez and glared at the animals so fiercely that one of the youngest hid under a toadstool.
"Ready or not," Owl said. "The first word is fiddlesticks."
There were groans on all sides.
"Can you spell it, Owl?" asked Rabbit,
and the cry was taken up by most of the other animals.
"Of course I can," said Owl.
"Then do it,"
said Rabbit meanly.
"Shan't," said Owl. "The second word is rhododendron."
"I thought there were going to be bees," said Pooh.
And Piglet said,
"I thought so too. And I don't think anybody in the world can spell rhodo-thingamajig."
"And why would they want to?"
added Pooh.
"And the third word is..."
But the third word wasn't, because just then a large drop of rain landed on the dictionary and an even larger one on Owl's spectacles. Within seconds, the forest was a sparkle with raindrops coming down and raindrops bouncing back up. Christopher Robin jumped onto the tree stump and made an announcement.
"Friends, the spelling bee has been cancelled because spelling is difficult enough at the best of times and impossible in the rain."
At this, the animals cheered loudly.
"But why don't you all come back to my house and we'll toast some muffins and make a huge house of cards?"
"But Christopher Robin,"
objected Owl.
"It's all right, Owl. When a spelling bee is interrupted by the weather, the prize goes to the quizmaster, which is you."
Owl took off the pince-nez, blinked a few times, then wiped the lenses and asked,
"Me?"
"Yes, Owl, you." With which Christopher Robin handed over the prize, which turned out to be a crossword puzzle book, with all the answers at the end. Owl was very proud, and also suddenly a little thoughtful. Then Christopher Robin led the animals back to his house. There they had muffins toasted to perfection, and Kanga spread yellow butter on them so that it melted into the crevices. For those who wanted it, which was everybody, there was jam with whole strawberries in it to go on top. When they had eaten all the muffins and drunk cups of tea from china cups with roses around the sides, a pleased-looking owl went up to Christopher Robin.
"Big bird in three letters," he said.
"Yes?"
"It's owl, of course."
"Why, so it is," Christopher Robin agreed. After that, the animals settled down and made the biggest house of cards ever seen in the 100-acre wood, with turrets and bridges and a yard for the carriages. When there were no cards left, Tigger bounced onto the middle of it so that it collapsed quite flat. But nobody minded, because by then the storm had passed and the evening sun was peering anxiously over the rim of the hill. The moon was there too, so that everybody knew that it was time to go home to bed. Pooh stayed at Christopher Robin's house that night and watched him have his bath. What he really wanted to see was whether he still wore his blue braces. And yes, he did. But not in the bath.